Here's what you missed this morning with Johnny and Megan.
And we have ourselves a big announcement that we have to do.
Oh.
And it has to do with smooth jazz.
This is the smoothest jazz I've maybe ever heard.
This is the smoothest of the smooth jazz. Smooth Jazz at Sunset is coming up here for you before you know it. Saturday, July 8th, Chatelaine Pavilion in St. Joe, 98.3 The Coast, and Insurance Management Service are ready for summer with lake breezes, glistening sunsets, the Krazzle Art Fair on the Bluff.
Can't you just feel it?
I can feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Feel it already. Just a little bit of that smooth Latin guitar, Smooth Jazz at Sunset. Our 15th annual show. It's going to be happening Saturday, July 8th at the Chatelaine Pavilion on Silver Beach in St. Joe, featuring our 2017 headlining smooth jazz guitarist, Marc Antoine.
And we are listening to the smooth sounds of Marc Antoine
right now, aren't we?
All right.
The Marc Antoine, smooth jazz at Sunset.
We are both kind of doing this. Like smooth jazz dance? I don't think we realized we were both doing it.
I'm doing like the smooth dad jazz dance where just you got to keep your arms in close.
Yeah.
And just,
kind of closing my eyes and, like, out. You know,
but
back and forth.
For this will be are on sale now, actually.
All right.
Or actually, that's not now. I mean,
next week.
I'm not reading this right.
It's next Friday.
Smooth jazz is taking me over.
You're so relaxed, you can't even read.
So it's coming up next week, April 7th, 8 a.m., smoothjazzandsunset.com. It's presented by Chemical Bank and Bud Distributing, a cultural partnership with the Krazzle Art Fair on the Bluff. We also have support from Signature Automotive Group, Distinguished Stoneworks, Sensational Spas, Krennic RV Center, Best Way Disposal, and Linear Electric. You want to check out smoothjazzatsunset.com. You can listen to Marc Antoine.
I can't wait.
And check out videos as well. But yeah, those tickets will go on sale next Friday, 8 a.m. smoothjazzatsunset.com. Marc Antoine is smooth jazz at sunsets. I love it. I'm excited about it.
Oh, I'm excited too.
Scrolling through the news feed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
So, today is National Crayon Day.
I know. I'm ready. Am I ready?
You're not ready yet. Crayola
has Crayola's ready.
That they apparently they were supposed to do it on Times Square yesterday or today, and they already made the announcement.
All right.
So one of the crayons is gone, but you don't know which one that is, so
no.
I'll just say one of them is gone. So I don't know if today they're going to announce which one will be going in the box.
Because you can't just have a box of 23 crayons rattling around.
Exactly. Apparently you do, though, because you have, in your box, you have doubles.
Yeah, I have two
Scarlets.
Which
is weird. But yeah.
All right, so, well, I look forward to watching this unfold as I unfold it.
All right. I like it.
Dictionary.com added 300 new words yesterday, including dad bod, man bun, that needed to be added, slay, and dabbing.
The dabbing.
You dab, bro?
The dance move, which I don't know why that exists, but it's there.
We have a no dabbing rule in our house.
Oh, do you?
Because the dabbing got so out of control that...
It was just everybody all the time.
Yeah. Just,
you can't overuse the dab.
No, you absolutely, well, you mean you can't?
You shouldn't overuse
the
dab.
Okay, thank you. It's very possible to overuse it.
Yeah, if you just, you can't do that when you're driving.
No, it's like salt.
When you're eating.
Like, use it in moderation.
Yes, moderation
to flavor.
Is important. So according to a new study, people born after 1980 will take more than 25,000 selfies in a lifetime.
Is it just me or does that seem like ridiculously high?
That's a lot.
But I guess it's because when you take a selfie, you take so many to get the right angle. So every one selfie is actually 15 efforts. Yeah.
That's a
if you're anything like me.
But in one lifetime, what would that be? The math be for Kim Kardashian because she takes about 25,000 selfies in a day.
Well, she also throws off the average.
Excuse it.
You know, she skews it. Yeah. Fox News claims that an Alabama high schooler named Bryce Maine recently asked his grandmother to go to prom with him because she never went as a teen.
Nice.
But his school refuses to allow his grandmother to attend.
Why?
Because attendees must be under the age of 20 and should be enrolled at the high school. It's probably to keep the creepers out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like the old dudes who want to go to high school with a young girl.
And I guess if you make the exception
prom,
to have the... If you make the exception to have the grandmother in there, then
what next?
What's next?
Someone's bringing their Uncle Ray. the skeevy one.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
It's opening up a bag of worms.
Nobody wants that guy. So I don't know if this is a, they say that this is a April Fool's prank, but Buffalo Wild Wings is pranking people with the Rally Beard Sauce. Beard. Yeah, the beard, not beer. They claim that the flavor is scientifically designed to stimulate beard growth. The directions read, for optimal results, gently rub the sauce in a downward 45-degree movement from the nose as the beard as beard-ready nutrients create a patented tingle that accelerate Rally beard growth. After 1 minute, simply remove the sauce coat with Buffalo Wild Wings wet naps and repeat as necessary. Rally beard sauce guarantees long growth and subsequently big wins for your team.
Do you see the face I've been making the entire time you've been talking?
Just rubbing sauce in your beard.
I'm disgusted right now.
You wish you had a Rally beard right now.
I would not rub sauce in it.
Baseball season's starting up here in a couple of days. You need a Rally beard.
No.
Time for another Furry Friends Friday from Distinguished Stoneworks in Stevensville. And we have a special, special show today because...
kitten party!
We got a kitten party because it is Val Grimes' last day at the Berrien County Animal Control. Val, how are you today?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Now, you are, you're done now. You're retiring. Today is your last day.
Today is it.
So what is, what's next?
I'm going to enjoy my grandbabies. I'm going to show my horses, and we're just going to kick back and enjoy life.
Nice.
That sounds like a wonderful retirement. And then we also have Carly here, and you have a double kitten. We have a double kitten party going on right now. A twofer of kittens. Tell us a little about these kittens in for real quick.
They're 7 weeks old. Both females. We do have two males that are also black and white.
Get right up on that mic right there.
We have 2 7-week-old kittens. They're both females. We do have two males as well. They're $30 to adopt. You get $25 off the spay bill.
Very nice.
In essence, they're only $5 to adopt the kitty from us.
Wow.
And they are available at the shelter.
These are some high-quality kittens.
High-quality kittens is what Megan says. They are very nice. They're very curious. Just kind of walking around, checking the whole place out. You can check out these cute kittens, and they apparently like microphones as well. You can check them out on our Facebook page. We got a live video going on right now, so you can see these cute little kittens. But Val, you've probably seen quite a few kittens in your day because you have a very impressive resume. When they sent me an email of all the stuff that all your accomplishments, you were Humane Society Director of Southwest Michigan, responsible for a big addition there when they were in the current facility they are. You were Director of the Cass County Animal Control, responsible for construction of their new facility, as well as you've been with Berrien County Animal Control for more than 20 years and also responsible for the construction of the new facility that you guys have just off of Napier. So very, very big accomplishments. But now, like you said, time to just sit back, relax, and enjoy retirement. Enjoy your family and horses and all that fun stuff.
Exactly.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, we're so happy to have you here. And these kittens are great. The new facility is wonderful. So just we want to say thank you for all the time that you've spent with us. A few Furry Friends Fridays, I'd say. definitely thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts as well, because, you know, without you guys, we're not able to have things like a Furry Friends Friday where we can get all these animals adopted. And we're so happy to help you guys do that. And man, these kittens are cute.
They are very cute.
These are very wonderful. But how again do we adopt these kittens?
All they have to do is come out to the shelter, 1400 South Euclid in Benton Harbor, and come see us. We're there today till 4:30, tomorrow 8:30 to noon.
Wonderful. Go check out these kittens. I think we've got a couple people in the building because as soon as you guys got here,
I'm not sure they'll make it out.
These kittens were gone as soon as I went to see you guys.
They were taken very quickly.
Yes.
So maybe these cats will be available for adoption at the Berrien County Animal Control. But thank you again, Val. Enjoy your retirement.
Thank you.
Also, thank you, Carly, and thank you to all these kittens.
Absolutely.
Kitten parties are always welcome here at the radio station. We just got to try and get a coast cat, so we got to convince the boss in order to do that. But coming up here in just a few minutes. Oh, yeah, one more thing, Carly?
We do have a special event coming up on April 19th for National Pet ID Week.
Oh,
we're
nice.
We're doing a microchip and vaccination clinic.
Okay.
Cats, dogs, doesn't matter, whatever you want to bring out.
Very nice.
We're doing rabies vaccines for $25. And the first 50 people to sign up for microchips are $10. They're Avid microchips, so they're a really good quality microchip.
Very nice.
We're hoping to have somebody there that will do pet photos. So if your pet does go missing, they can have a good quality photo of their pet.
Perfect.
And so we're working on that April 19th at the shelter from 5 to 7.
And so we can find more information at your guys' website for
Absolutely.
That? And that is, again?
BerrienCounty.org, and then go to the animal control section.
Wonderful. Well, thank you guys again for joining us for Furry Friends Friday, brought to you by Distinguished Stoneworks in Stevensville.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
All right, so, what
hey.
Hey.
Let me do my job over here.
Well, you're like putting your headphones on and talking to me. I didn't know what was going on.
Stop it. Okay, so apparently the insurance company InsureTheGap.com claims the damage done by all the stunts and car wrecks in the Fast and Furious franchise, which, what, we're on like 8 now? 25?
Yeah, they're filming and finishing up number 8, I think.
That's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I've only seen like 3.
So if you totaled up all those stunts and all those car wrecks, it would total $514 million in damage, because
wow.
169 regular cars were damaged, 142 regular cars were destroyed. Uh-huh. Now, I'm not sure, you know, how the line between damaged and destroyed, like where...
Damaged would be like, you know, you could fix
you could
it in
fix
a body
it.
Shop. The other one is just...
They blew it up.
That's done.
They blew it up. 37 special cars were destroyed. I don't know what makes a car
special. Probably collector car.
Yeah. 53 buildings were damaged and 31 buildings are gone. Just bye-bye. Destroyed.
31 buildings?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So this is a fairly destructive little franchise they got going on here.
That's a little much.
Fast and expensive.
Exactly. Well, the AV Club claims that director Jon Favreau wants Beyonce to play Nala in the live-action remake of Lion King. Now, Donald Glover is going to voice Simba, and James Earl Jones is going to reprise his role as Mufasa.
Because who else could ever play Mufasa? I don't think I could even watch it if James Earl Jones wasn't
Mufasa.
Basically,
if James Earl Jones is still alive, still able to do it, then yeah.
Yeah.
There's no one to replace him.
You know, and if Beyonce actually did do Nala, I mean, this is shaping up to be a quite good. So, I don't know. I'm excited about it. So, speaking of Beyonce, there's an artist trying to win a competition in London because he created a cheese sculpture recreating Beyonce's now famous photo, the one revealing that she was pregnant with twins. That picture was weird.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
She was wearing that weird dress and...
Yeah, and then the, what was it, the flowers?
Yeah,
and the headdress.
It was
and
a lot
that.
Going on. A lot going on. Yeah. But New Yorker David Bradley, he's the artist, says it took 28 hours to carve the giant artwork out of a 30-pound block of cheddar.
What?
Which was donated by a popular Manhattan gourmet shop. Hey, they haven't judged the contest yet. It'll be judged on Saturday. And the only rule was that an artist use some kind of cheese as the main ingredient. So that's unique. I bet nobody else did that.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I wonder what you do with it after. Like, does it get eaten? Would you eat Beyonce? Cheese
Beyonce? You have a Beyonce cheese party? No, I like that. All right.
Well, there you go. That's like all the it. Beyonce news you need today.
That's too much Beyonce.
Okay.
Too much Beyonce for today. So I saw this story just yesterday, and I only got little bits and pieces of it, so I want to know more about it. So I want to have people call in about this whole thing. But pretty cool story happening out of St. Joe.
Ooh.
Right
local.
Down the road. Right down
okay.
the road. And it's a pretty cool act of kindness. Now, this is kind of a bad story that turns into a good story, okay?
Okay.
So a young man was hit by a car while riding his bicycle just last month.
Oh.
His bike was destroyed.
Oh.
But Sergeant Jason Yonkers took it upon himself to donate his own bike to this young man. This young man
that
was pretty
really
surprised.
Nice.
Wonderful story. There's even a picture we'll share on our Facebook page and give you more info. And
I'd like to hear from the people involved. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, exactly. So if Sergeant Jason Yonkers is listening, love to hear from you. 934-9830. Maybe we'll try to get him on the show here.
That would be awesome.
Next week, possibly.
I love it when we have local happy headlines.
Yeah, it's
makes
all
me even
good
happier.
Stuff. We love local happy headlines, and we know there's a lot of stuff going on in the area, but sometimes we can't keep track of it.
No, we can't, so we need people to let us know.
Exactly. Tell us about it. Brag about it if you want, if it's even you doing something great in the community.
Here's your chance.
You can always go to 983thecoast.com and click on the Johnny and Megan show and click and type and click and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It sounds complicated. There's five clicks, two scrolls. No, I'm kidding. And you have to type a certain code at the end. No, just go check it out at 983thecoast.com. We'd love to hear from you. And you can always give us a call, 934-9830, if you have a happy headline. Today is National Crayon Day.
It is. And it's National Say Goodbye to a Crayon Day now.
Oh, man. Dandelion crayon has been eliminated.
It's gone.
What are we going to do?
One thing I didn't realize is that dandelion has been around for 27 years.
27 years and they just let it go?
I know. It's like it meant nothing to them. And I didn't remember it at all. So I started doing the math.
Sorry, what were you saying?
I realized that it came out when I was 12.
Oh,
God. And that was 27 years ago. Do you know how old that makes me, Johnny?
Oh, man.
I know you know how old it makes
me. So sad.
It is.
You know how old I was 27 years ago?
I don't want to hear about
it. I wasn't
You were a
three.
Baby.
I was a baby, so I don't remember.
So you grew up with Dandelion. Dandelion was a part of your childhood.
It was part of my life, just like a puppy that grows up with a baby.
Think about all the little flowers you colored.
Oh, my gosh. So many flowers. I probably ate many of these crayons because I used to eat crayons when I was little.
I bet you peeled the wrapper off of it.
Oh, yeah.
Then just broke it in half. You were probably a destructive little kid,
weren't
you?
Just like the wrapper on a candy bar. I just peeled it off and I ate it.
You just eat it, yeah. I bet dandelion probably was in your digestive system most of your childhood.
Definitely.
It was part of you.
It's going to be a part of me forever.
And now it's gone.
Goodbye, dandelion crayon. We will remember you.
Listen to Johnny and Megan Mornings on today's Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast.